Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, to Blanche, the DA Shadow Deputy Minister of Police. A very good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, Gary, and also good afternoon to your listeners.
And thank you, Oki. Thank you for making time. So, Oki, today's topic, the 4,000-odd SA police members that supposedly could be convicted criminals. True, false, where does this come from?
Yeah, that is, you know, quite a very, very, you know, difficult question to answer in the sense, you know, if you take that a police official when joining the police service, you know, that person is supposed to not have a criminal record. Now, you can just imagine what happened then after that person was, you know, sort of appointed. So that is a very difficult one to answer. But, yeah, you know, obviously we will also have to confirm the numbers. And, you know, I wrote a letter to, you know, a written question, rather. I sent through to the minister to explain this, you know, exactly what is going on here.
Right. And you say you have sent, so you're still awaiting some feedback.
I haven't received a response yet. You know, it's taking a while, especially, you know, at the moment Parliament is in recess. And my experience is that, you know, during the recess, you are waiting a while for the minister's office to respond.
But I suppose also in their defense, if one has to be fair and we have to look at it, an offense could even be a traffic violation. Am I not right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, not everything necessarily, you know, is a very serious, you know, sort of offense. So, yeah, it can be a traffic violation as well.
But, I mean, what would happen? You know, one would hope that obviously when joining the force, when the police officers were recruited, that thorough checks were made, criminal checks, etc., were made at the time.
Of course, you know, the procedures that they need to go through a proper vetting process, but unfortunately there are also some shortcomings there also already. You know, what is also happening is that, you know, the one province does not necessarily have the access to the information from another province. So people can jump around and, you know, go apply in another office or province rather and, you know, get into the police. And that is very sad.
It's a huge concern. And, okay, what would happen supposedly to a police member who... Something happens now during his term of service. Would that offence be flagged? I mean, how obvious would it be if something sort of happened currently?
The only thing, it is still something that, you know, a police official will only be discharged on the spot if that person, you know, ends up in jail. You know, then immediately, you know, that's a total dismissal.
Right.
But the other stuff, you know, obviously that needs to be or needs to go through the normal process. And, you know, I can also explain that a bit. But and then hopefully, you know, it will end up, if it's a serious offense, that will, you know, appear or, you know, stay on that person's record at the criminal record center like any other criminal.
And this process, if you could sort of just briefly take us through it?
Then, you know... we have, and that is also a bit of a concern. You know, the IPIT, I think you and your listeners are aware that that is a watchdog organization.
Yes.
And they are responsible to investigate all, or not all, but certain allegations, especially the more, you know, the serious ones, they need to investigate that. And they also need to make a recommendation, you know, if it's only disciplinary related. You know, it's a more of a mysterious nature. They need to process the docket, you know, and obviously forward it to the prosecuting authority for possible, you know, to start, you know, to prosecute that person.
Right.
What is concerning is, you know, the feedback that we got from IPIT.
Right.
Not a lot of people, a very low percentage of people get charged eventually, especially if it's only of disciplinary nature. And, you know, we as a committee, the portfolio committee, we really took serious issue on this one. And, you know, when we start again now in the new term, there is a date, and I don't remember that now off the cuff. They need to come back to us and explain how do they intend, you know, to pay better attention, you know, and, you know, obviously apply some sort of proper discipline, you know, to prevent things like this happening.
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite a concern to all of us if we think that our police force, who we depend on and we rely on, that possibly, and I stress possibly, there could be, you know, some kind of violations, more serious than traffic violations, that haven't been detected.
Sure, you know, really, and you know, because of that, the police have a very, very serious credibility problem.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that the public, you know, quite often you find, or to a large extent, people don't necessarily trust the police anymore. You know, the predicament that the public, is facing is, you know, the, apparently the good and the bad guys are wearing the same uniform.
Right.
And so who are you trusting now? So they have a serious, you know, credibility problem. And, you know, then, unfortunately, also our minister, you know, is also not instilling a lot of trust in him and ultimately then in the police as well.
Absolutely. And I think the term you used is so apt, a credibility. And let's just hope that our police force can come through this. And we as a country need a dependable police force, that we know. And Okie Terblanche, DA Shadow Deputy Minister, thank you so much for your time and thank you for giving us some insight into this topic. This is Gary Bromberg, 101.9 High FM.